From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
The quality and content of father and son bonding experiences fosters a deeper connection and strengthens relationships. Stay with us to hear more about a special father and son event on today's edition of CSJP in 5. The Just Fun Fathers and Sons Football and Domino Competition is in its third year and aims to create a positive space for fathers and sons to spend quality time together, facilitate team building and community spirit in the Jonestown community. The event was held under the theme Father and Son Flex, a Sodemago Connect, with support from the Citizen Security and Justice Program, Jonestown Church of God, Peace Management Initiative, Voices for Jamaica Today Foundation, Unite for Change, Sofsheen Carson, Ranks Wear Clothing, the Member of Parliament, and the Jonestown Primary School.
Parenting is a very big thing when it comes to crime prevention, violence reduction. We've recognized over the years that positive parenting impacts, you know, crime and violence, brings the level down so greatly. And if the fathers were more involved, believe me, you would see a better Jamaica in a faster time.
CSJP Community Case Management Officer Marcia Flynn. The men who participated included biological fathers, as well as uncles, guardians, and mentors who stand in for fathers who are absent.
The response from the community has been very, very good. The community actually looks forward to it.
Single parent and mentor Christopher Reddy stood in as the father for Romario Lewis for the day.
Christopher Reddy is a pretty easygoing, relaxed kind of guy, but he does do the work when it is very much needed. And he has also a very, very strong faith. Just that itself makes him seem to be a quite worthy role model in my eyes. Anytime I do need the help and support, I can always just go to Christopher and talk to him because he's a very open and loving person. And in that aspect of himself has also kind of rubbed off on me.
Romario says Christopher has been one of his role models since the passing of his father. Christopher has also benefited from the experience.
It has helped my patience and tolerance. I actually do spend more time now with my son as a result.
I lost my father in 2011, May 10, 2011 to be precise. He had leukemia and this was very close to my CSEC exams. It severely impacted me going into the exam period because I completely lost focus.
Romario is a medical student at the University of the West Indies and is making the best of the opportunity. The duo placed second in the domino competition. Christopher had high praises for the event and says their matching skills helped them to cop the second place spot.
The community was there out in their numbers, cheering and supporting, and you got a good vibe. It was fun. It was my first time participating. Man, the experience was excellent. I loved it. I'm probably even considering playing with my son next year.
CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. For producer and Julie James Sawyers, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.